Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To Russia now, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender activists in Russia say there's been an increase in abuse against them since the government there passed a law against so-called gay propaganda in 2013. The group Human Rights Watch released a report on this today. Tanya Cooper is Russia researcher for the group in Moscow. And Tanya, we want to start off with some tape from a video that you released along with your report. It features a gay Russian activist. His name is Dmitry Chizhevsky. Let's listen.
Практически первая или там вторая пуля попала мне сразу в глаз, прямо в глаз.
Okay, tell us what he's saying here.
He's retelling the attack against him in one of the HIV prevention centers in St. Petersburg, where he and other activists were at a closed activist gathering, essentially. And he, as on his way out, two men stormed the building, shot him in the eye. He closed the eye and really hoped that they just shot him in his eyelid, and he tried to hide away.
Can you tell if there is a direct correlation to reports of incidents like this one with the 2013 Russian government law that was passed that activists say legalized discrimination against LGBT people?
We did 94 interviews, detailed interviews with LGBT community and human rights organizations and lawyers who work on cases of homophobic violence. And activists that we interviewed all over Russia told us that there has been an increase in attacks by vigilante groups and individuals against LGBT people in the past 2 years, and that there has been an increase in attacks on LGBT people since the passage of the federal propaganda law. And what they told me is that they've become targets of violence and harassment by, you know, either individuals or vigilante groups. So some people, for example, were followed on the street, insulted, and in many cases, they were physically attacked.
Have you been able to prove that?
We are unable to prove that because there's no official statistics that exist on the dynamics of violence against LGBT people. And we have written to general prosecutors and office and to other law enforcement agencies in Russia requesting access to such statistics and, requesting for some information of, whether such statistics exist. And what we were told by these agencies is that the collection of statistics of data on anti-LGBT crime is not, is not provided by the law. So therefore, they could not offer it to us for our information. And what this does, unfortunately, is that it allows the government to ignore the severity of violence against LGBT people, but it also doesn't allow independent groups to really understand the seriousness of the problem too, and kind of to trace the dynamics of violence, when it increased, when it decreased, and so on. So one of the very specific recommendations we are offering for the Russian government is to start collecting this type of statistics.
So you're asking the government to keep reports about these statistics. What kind of response have you gotten from the Russian government?
Well, like I said, we have requested access to such information when we're told that such information doesn't exist because it's not provided by the law. So what needs to happen is for the Russian government to adopt a law that would enforce the collection of data on homophobic crime.
Let me ask you what hope you have of the Russian government responding, or even of international pressure being put on the Russian government for what you say are these human rights violations, especially in light of the fact that that in the larger picture, NATO, the United States, European countries are worried about military transgressions, including obviously in Ukraine by the Russian government. Where does a concern about human rights violations against the LGBT population fall?
Well, you know, it's a good question, but you know what I have to say to this is that these are not some specific rights that LGBT people are asking for. They what the issue is about violence, and there's nothing inherently Russian about homophobic violence. So this is a matter of Russian government fulfilling its duties to protect every single person on their territory. LGBT people are right now disproportionately targeted for violence and harassment because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. And, you know, foreign governments and Russia's other international partners should not allow, you know, Ukrainian conflict, as incredibly horrific as it is, or any other issue, to eclipse something as straightforward as violation of Russian citizens' right to freedom of expression, but also to the, you know, to right to be protected equally under the law.
Tanya Cooper is a Russia researcher for Human Rights Watch. There is more on the group's report on the abuse of LGBT people in Russia at hereandnow.org. Nice to speak with you, Tanya. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.